This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Top advisors to U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping met in Rome Monday to discuss China's reported support for Russia in its invasion of Ukraine, even as the Kremlin denies reports that it has requested Chinese military equipment to use in the war. U.S. Advisor Jake Sullivan and senior Chinese foreign policy advisor Yang Jiechi met in the Italian capital, with the Biden administration increasingly concerned China is using the Ukraine war to advance Beijing's long-term interest in its competition with the United States.
The National Security Advisor and our delegation raised directly and very clearly our concerns about the PRC's support to Russia in the wake of the invasion and the implications that any such support would have.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price: the United States is warning China there will be action taken by Washington if Beijing provides support to Moscow that violates sanctions imposed following the start of the invasion.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says China has been informed about what will happen should it provide military or other assistance that supports Russia's war effort.
There will be significant consequences, but in terms of what those specifics look like, we would coordinate with our partners and allies to make that determination.
The White House comment comes following Monday's seven-hour meeting in Rome between Chinese senior diplomats and U.S. government officials. A senior American official describes the conversation as intense, telling reporters that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan voiced deep U.S. concerns about Beijing's alignment with Moscow. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Aid groups say Eritrean refugees in Ethiopia are facing increased attacks and growing hunger as humanitarian access to the displaced persons camps remains limited. The aid groups are calling on Ethiopian authorities to protect refugees and allow much-needed assistance into besieged areas of the country. Mohamed Youssef reports from VOA's Africa News Center in Nairobi.
Eritrean refugees living in Ethiopia continue to face hunger and attacks as fighting in the country's northern areas continues. According to refugees who spoke to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, unidentified men attacked the Barahle camp last month, killing five people. Faith Kasina is the UN Refugee Agency spokesperson for Eastern Africa, the Horn of Africa, and the Great Lakes region. She says Eritrean refugees are fleeing conflict areas to safer areas.
The conflict has also reached some of those refugee camps in those three regions, you know, where we have seen refugees being displaced or forced to flee yet again. Others have been wounded and some have also been killed. And so the situation continues to be extremely worrying for refugees, particularly because a lot of them have to deal with the reality of being forced to flee yet again.
Ethiopia hosts at least 140,000 Eritreans who fled persecution and other abuses in their country. Most of the refugees are sheltered in the Tigray region, scene of the heaviest fighting between Ethiopia's government forces and the Tigray Liberation People's Front rebel group. Others have moved south to the Afar and Amhara regions, where the TPLF is battling pro-government militias. Humanitarian agencies have had difficulty accessing the populations in need because of roadblocks and insecurity. The UN humanitarian agency says its operations in the north of the country continue to be restricted at a time when about 870,000 people need its assistance each week. Mohamed Youssef for VA News, Nairobi.
More than a dozen UN agencies and international aid groups said Monday that 161,000 people in war-torn Yemen are likely to experience famine over the second half of this year, a five-fold increase from the current figure. The report underscores the dire situation in the poorest Arab nation that plunged into civil war in 2014 when Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels took control of the capital and much of the country's north, forcing the government to flee to the south, then to Saudi Arabia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.